Go all out at Tennessee FFA Convention. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. FFA members from across Tennessee have been competing, learning, and leading this week in Gatlinburg, and a few stand out from the rest.
It's funny because everybody questions why an extemporaneous speaker who makes up their speech within 20 minutes is supposed to get on stage and do it again. And so I'll let you in on a secret. It wasn't quite the same speech. And I'm really excited to be able to represent Tennessee FFA at National Convention.
Chelsea Sanders is a senior from the Wilson Central FFA chapter and was announced as the state-winning extemporaneous speaking winner. She says speaking on stage was a highlight of her convention experience.
Well, my topic was how the U.S., what their role is in impacting third world countries and helping them develop their agriculture. For me, I love pulling international topics. I love international policy, and so that was great for me. And then giving on stage, I did shorten it a little bit, but I think I still hit the same point of we are a partner in helping those countries become sustainable because we have the credibility because we are a sustainable country.
Also at conventions, students are recognized for their supervised agricultural experience programs, and Sam Daniels from the Covington chapter was named the state star in agribusiness.
Well, my SA is in the area of fruit production. I'm a part owner of my family's 80-tree, 100-acre pecan orchard. And so our harvest time is in November, December. So that's our busiest time of the year. But it's a year-round process where we have to fertilize and spray pesticides. I've been working for 3.5 hard years. And so I'm just so glad to be here.
Daniels is a senior and says being on stage was nerve-wracking, but definitely a wonderful experience.
It was so exciting. I'd been worried pretty much all day. I was very nervous. I knew that God was in control and whatever happened, happened. When they called my name, I just felt so relieved and so excited. But the first thing that I remembered to do when I got off the stage was to tell my fellow competitors they did a great job. I know if I'm ever in the market for dogwoods or plants, that I know who to go to.
There are more than 3,000 FFA members and advisors in Gatlinburg this week. Stay tuned for more from the State FFA Convention.